Hello, Raptor fans. It's Jack Armstrong, and you're listening to the Sixth Man Podcast.
Welcome to the Sixth Man Podcast. Get ready for anything and everything you want and need to know about the NBA's Toronto Raptors. Now, your host, diehard Raptor fan, Dave Lawrence.
All right. We are back. It is good to be back post-holidays and life slowing down a little bit more than it certainly was. I'm talking sick kids. I'm talking holidays. I'm talking sick parents. I'm talking broken down car. I'm talking everything under the sun. Relatives visiting. House leak. Basement flooding. I'm talking everything that kept me from you good people, Raptors fans, and it's good to be back. And what a time to come back. I couldn't let nothing short of broadcasting in the middle of a tornado could keep me now away from talking about the Raptors, because we are in one of the craziest holding patterns right now in Raptors history. And I'm going to explain why. The trade deadline coming up, of course. Not this Thursday, but next Thursday. The Raptors apparently are going to wait and see what they've got on this Western road swing when they get home after one of the longest road trips of any team this season. 7 games, Western road trip. When they get home, they are going to make a final decision of what direction they are going to head. That's the rumor out there. There are so many possibilities of what the Raptors could do at the deadline. Literally, there are analysts that are saying that the entire trade market is held up by the Raptors, because if they decide to be sellers, it's going to be a free-for-all. They've got so many great pieces that people could want. Also, if they decide to be buyers, that could also change things. Here's what I'm going to say right now, okay? When it comes to the Raptors and being a Raptors fan, we have been fortunate enough to have a consistent program, a consistent team that wins a lot. Not necessarily in the playoffs, but a consistent 45 to 50 win team year in and year out for several years now. All right. I don't believe that they're just going to let the entire season hang in the balance of this 7-game Western road trip. I don't believe that. I think they've made up their minds already. You've already played 50 games in this season. And you know what? It ain't cutting it. And I'll go back to Masai Ujiri's own words where he said, play in for what? That's what they're on the outside looking in right now of the play-in. Are 7 games really going to make that big of a difference after you've already got a pretty good picture after 50 games? That is definitely long enough to make a decision on the direction of your team. Okay. I think they're just going to wait till they get back to their home base, because that's where all their stuff is. That's where their auto logins are all saved there, and they know how to navigate themselves better when they're at home working in their own offices, and then they're going to get down to work. But what will they do? Again, this team has been a consistent winner for many, many years. I have been a diehard fan, as you have been, since 1995, since the teams were announced, the Raptors and the Grizzlies. But I went in all in for the Raptors, and it's been quite a ride. I don't know if anything will ever compare to following a team from its inception 20 plus years later and then watch them win an NBA championship. Nothing's ever going to be as good as that, okay? So what I'm saying is, you don't need to sell me anymore on being a fan at all. I'm going to be a fan. You did it. We won a championship. You keep cranking out. It was 48 wins last year. 50 here, there, everywhere. We've had those winning seasons. But what I don't want is a repeat of the mediocre, middle-of-the-pack years. And that is honestly what I'm seeing. This team is definitely underachieving. We have too much talent on this team to be as bad as we are right now. And I don't know what it is exactly. I'm not ready to give up on Nick Nurse. I still think he's one of the most phenomenal coaches in the league. We're lucky to have him. I don't think it's him. A lot of games lost by 5 points or less. We need a killer. We need a closer. Okay? And I honestly believe that tinkering, I don't know if it's going to get it done. I don't know if you say we're one piece away. I don't think we're a Bogdanovich away from locking everything in by any means. The 6-9 experiment, also not sure about it. Not sure about it anymore. I think now is the time to sell and sell high. I'm talking a full rebuild. A full rebuild centered around Scotty Barnes. This kid is unbelievable. I didn't understand when people said even early on the season that he was doing in a sophomore slump. Now, yeah, he had games that were better than others. I get that. He had a few games where he only had like 4 points or 7 points or whatever. But he's also had several 20-plus point per games. After a little bit of a break that he had off, he's been on a tear lately. That sophomore slump is gone. That shouldn't even be talked about right now. This kid is balling out. He is special. He can lead a team. But right now he's third, fourth option on this team, maybe. You got Pascal, you've got Fred, you got OG. Then I would say Scotty and Gary are kind of, you know, maybe tied at that level. But still, that's either fourth or fifth option. This kid is a star. He is going to be a star. He has got all the makings to be. The shot will come. He's already showed signs of it, and the years don't match up. Pascal, Fred, they're 28, 29 years old. Scotty's 21, so 7 to 8 years apart. Build around this kid. You don't need to sell us on being Raptors fans. What people want is either a winner. You're either all in and winning. Everybody wants a Golden State dynasty type situation. That's the dream. A Golden State powerhouse team. A San Antonio Spurs type consistent powerhouse, always in the name. I'm talking back in the day. Not now. Not now. But talking back in the day when it was Duncan or Robinson, Sean Elliott, and those guys, like, just getting it done. Tony Parker. They were always there for several years. You want like a 5 to 7 year consistent, you know, championship caliber team. And I don't think we're there at all, even though we have a lot of talented pieces. Rumor has it from Bob McCown, OG wants out of Toronto. You're going to risk losing him for nothing, even though you got him under contract for the next couple of years. And I'm not saying you wouldn't be a consummate professional either, but you got OG, Fred, Pascal. OG is absolutely the biggest trade chip that we have. The haul for Pascal, I think, would just be too over the moon to get it right now. But what would you give up? Now, I don't necessarily play into the let's trade for a bunch of first-round picks and then cross our fingers we get Victor Wembanyama in the draft next year. There's a lot of teams that are going for that. And rest assured, if the Raptors get the fourth overall pick, and let's say Houston or Detroit has the first overall pick, and you have a stockpile of trade first-round unprotected picks, nobody's giving up that first pick. There's a lot of luck that needs to go into getting that first pick. You either get it or you don't, and the odds are not necessarily in your favor. So whoever gets it, I don't think they're trading it for anything, to be honest with you. I do, however, like the number two projected player, Scoot Henderson, him on the Raptors. There's rumors that the Raptors really like him. That would be pretty cool. That would be pretty cool. It's a deep draft class this coming year. You need players 19, 20 that are only a couple years apart from Scotty Barnes. Build, build, build. There's always going to be followers as long as there's excitement, if there's optimism, and watching Scotty grow into a premier player in this league will hold that. Adding lottery picks that have a ton of potential, like a Scoot Henderson or somebody else in that sort of top five group of the draft this year, that will also entice a lot of optimism. Trading OG for like a Dyson Daniels, exciting young players, picks, like that will keep people's interest and intrigue, like it'll be there. But you need to build around Scotty Barnes or trade him. I would rather do the first thing, but if you're going to, you're going to trade Scotty, but you have to get such an elite player if you trade Scotty Barnes that player, level player, is going to make way more money. You got to match his salary, and then you're dumping in an OG and in a Gary anyways. So I'm a little on the fence about Gary Trent. He is only 24, OG only 25, but I don't know. I could see a Pascal move in the offseason. I've been saying this for like a year, guys. I could see a Pascal move in the offseason. I could see Gary being moved. OG will get the biggest haul. Rumors out there that a mystery team has already offered 3 first-round picks. Now, you got to be careful with the pick situation. People always go back to the Atlanta trade with Devontae Murray and say that that was a huge haul, but it really wasn't, because they're going to be better. Even like they have been playing better as of late. They're 6-2, but they should be better to the point of not really having those picks be very high and their pick swaps involved. So the pick swap thing is where it gets complicated. But if you can, you know, get some of these higher end picks, and like that Lakers pick is really coveted right now that New Orleans is holding, and some young talent, build around Scottie and let's go. The age and the time frame doesn't add up. The players are not getting it done. What's seven games going to do? You know what I mean? What's the magic number? They come out of the seven games Western Conference road trip with, you know, 4-3. Does that mean like, oh, we're good? Like, no. And Masai doesn't want to go for a play in. I think he would rather tear it all down and build around Scottie and get some value of it and try and get into the top five of the draft than hover, just squeak in with a play in and see if you make some damage. One of the most overused terms in pro sports. Well, maybe they'll get just sneak into the playoffs and make some damage. You know, I don't know about that. I've been a fan forever. It's been an incredible ride. I continue being a faithful fan for the next wave, but it just isn't happening, guys. I'm getting total deja vu vibes. I've said this before about Pascal, of the Chris Bosh years. A lot of talent around Chris Bosh too back in the day. You know, Bosh and Danielle and Jalen Rowe. Like, you had some really, you know, good players there, professionals, vets that could get the job done. And at the end of the day, we just didn't win. And then you look at stats and go, well, actually, Chris Bosh is in the top five in the NBA for points, rebounds, assists, steals altogether, and his on-court production. And you look at stats and you go, wow, I guess he's really elite then. But we still never won anything. It never got done. Pascal's the same way. Balling out. Guy's great. He is great. But it's not happening. He's 29. He's going to be a free agent soon. You got a budding star, Scottie Barnes. It's 8 years younger than he is. Get optimal value for him. And OG and Fred. Tear it down. Build around this kid. And you know the haul of players you're going to get back is some... It's going to be some young, exciting team with a stockpile of picks, and you build around Scottie, watch the show, get your draft status up, use those picks, and do everything that you can. You've proven that you're good at drafting players, so let's go. Let's go. You know, I just don't think that they acknowledge, the front office, that they've got a real winning team here. I think they were very hopeful when it started. Who wasn't? But it's not happening. And man, is there so much intrigue around this whole team of who could be traded. You got, yeah, OG, probably the biggest trade chip. They're going to make a big move. It'll start there. Fred, also interesting. People calling about him. Gary Trent Jr., I think they're receptive to bringing him back. Do we want to pay him that type of big money that he's probably going to command? I don't know, maybe. 24, can shoot. Get some steals. I think Nick's really turned his defense around when he's committed to it. That'll be really, really interesting. Pascal, you're talking a really, really big trade there. I've said this before too. I could see Pascal, if they want to swing for the fences, you're talking Pascal and something else for like a Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. I think they'd probably love that. But if I were Oklahoma City, I don't know if I'd even do that deal. I don't know if Shea's on the table for anybody right now, the way he's playing. I keep him. Why not? Why not? He's a Canadian boy. You know he's a good guy. And he's balling out every single night. He's unbelievable. He should be in the talks for MVP. I don't think that's going to happen. They get Holmgren back next year. I think they want to see what they've got there in that duo. And they've got other great young pieces. Giddy, I like as well. And I think you got to see what you got there first. But anyways, for the Raptors, you're going to get a haul of picks. They could really change the landscape of the NBA. Build around Scottie. And get what you can. And I think it'll be substantial. Then again, I don't think they're going to force the issue. I don't think they're going to trade anybody just for the sake of trading them. But I've seen some trades floated out there that are pretty unbelievable, right? And you got the New Orleans Pelicans, who are kind of on the cusp now, just 3 games above 500. A lot of rumors about them that they would like to go over or go after an OG Anunoby could make a big difference for them. And if you're talking a couple of first-round picks, and one of those is the Lakers pick, and then Dyson Daniels, a couple of salary fillers there, could be really interesting. Memphis, also another interesting partner aside from New Orleans. If you're talking Brandon Clark and some of the young pieces they have there and first-round picks, it's kind of hard to deny, making that trade. What will the Raptors do? I really don't know yet. It is so up in the air. Expect tons more rumors to come out. There was talk about a three-team deal that involved Gary Trent Jr. for Jakob Poeltl. People were freaking out about that. Like, if we're trading Gary Trent Jr. for Jakob Poeltl, everybody's out. If that deal exists, I've got to believe it's more substantial than that. Gary going somewhere, Poeltl to the Raptors, plus other things. Gary Trent Jr. has got to be more valuable than Jakob Poeltl. Even though he's good and the Raptors like him and he used to play there, I get it. But you can't just be getting, you can't be shipping Gary Trent Jr. out and just getting Jakob Poeltl back. No way. No way, Jose. They're getting like a first round pick back or something. I don't know. But we'll see. There's so much you can speculate on right now and so little to go on. I think it'll really pick up next week. The Raptors get back from their Western road trip on Sunday, starting Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, with the trade deadline next Thursday. It is just going to be rampant. I'm going to do everything I can to do a podcast the moment the trade deadline closes next Thursday. Get something recorded, get something up with analysis, what they did, what they didn't do. It could be massive. We could be talking a four-hour podcast here with all the moves they could make. And I don't think you could just bam, 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 one after the other. Like, let's say a fire sale does happen. That should probably happen sooner than later if you're going to make a deal like that. You're not just going to do one after the other. But then I look back on, what was that year when the Celtics went all in and got Ray Allen and Kevin Garnett? That seemed to happen one after the other. And all of a sudden they had the very first super trio of all time. And it was pretty impressive to watch. The Raptors in this case, I think they trade not necessarily down in a sense, but get younger, get assets to build around Scottie Barnes for sure. Malachi, I think, is also a player that could go. I mean, just every player. Precious Achiuwa is making things very interesting. Low salary cap hit on him. Trade eligible. He just had 27 points and 13 rebounds. He's back from his injury. Another great trade chip there, upping his value. Chris Boucher, what are they going to do with him? These two guys could be added to a Gary Trent Jr. and get a better player than you think they can. I mean, it is going to be so fascinating. So the name of this episode is, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen yet. We'll see. It is so intriguing. What would you like to see the Raptors do? Because I'll tell you, going with this same team, to be honest with you, I think we all have to be honest with ourselves that it ain't going to work. This team is not a championship caliber team. It's been over 50 games, and here's where we are. And we have a ton of talent, so it doesn't really make any sense. But maybe it's time. Maybe it's time to blow it up. You have some excitement. You have a really young team that everybody's talking about with an incredible emerging star in Scottie Barnes at the forefront of that. It's still something to really get excited about and follow and have them grow together over the next 2 or 3 years. And then maybe you're back in the conversation of a championship team. I'm so excited. This is what I kind of love about the NBA. When I play 2K, I will usually build a team, simulate the season and do all the offseason stuff, trades and get under the salary cap, try and sign big free agents, get some trades going with first round picks and try and luck out in the draft lottery. So I love this stuff. This is right in my wheelhouse. So on our TikTok channel, the Six Man Pod, we will do some trade scenarios and see, even though that's not exactly under the same rules as the NBA, because you can only trade so far out as far as draft picks, but we'll see. We'll have some fun with it. I'll post some trades on there. See what you think. Be sure to comment. Guys, it is an exciting time, honestly, right now. I'm not dreading it whatsoever. We're not a championship team this year. So let's make one, or let's at least start to make one. That's my call. That's it for this week. If a big trade happens, we'll drop another episode. But boy, strap in, tighten your boots, pull your mitts and your hat on. We are going to the trade deadline. It is going to be here in no time. We'll see what the Raptors do. That's it. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Sixth Man Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you're at it, leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow the show on Instagram at the Sixth Man Podcast. Join us next time for another episode of the Sixth Man Podcast.